Welcome to the Nourish Me podcast. I'm Joanne Pavin, your host. And if you found yourself here, you're ready to take actionable steps to optimize your health and live a more balanced, productive, and creative life. In our tech-driven world, we need a reminder to slow down, stop the scroll, and take digital breaks. I'm here to inspire you to step away from your screen, to nourish yourself through nature and connection to others, to follow a new algorithm, the rhythm of real life. So let's get started. Today, I am so excited to introduce you to the Queen of Joy, Cindy Cohn. She's the author of the recent bestseller, More Joy, 52 Weeks of Moving Forward Joyfully. She's a motivational speaker and founder of the More Joy community. After facing her own struggles with mental health, Cindy climbed her way out and found joy along the way. She now helps other women who feel stuck in their circumstances transform their mindset so they can live a life of freedom and joy. Cindy holds a master's degree in counseling and education and has helped thousands of families overcome difficult circumstances and transform their life situations. Cindy can be heard as a regular featured guest on numerous television stations, podcasts, and radio shows, spreading messages of joyful living. She can also be seen spreading joy on numerous stages from churches, corporations, and schools. Cindy leads workshops and trainings, which have included large companies and nonprofits from Michaels to Wounded Warriors and Fortune 100 companies such as Amazon and TikTok. Cindy was recently recognized as a woman to watch in 2023 and by LinkedIn as one of their top lead content creators. Woohoo! And has a large following of engaged supporters. You can check her out there on LinkedIn. It will be in the show notes. But without further ado, I want to bring you into the episode with the QOJ, Cindy Cohn. Let's get started. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Joanne. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm excited to have you. I'm welcoming Cindy Cohn to the Nourish Me podcast, and she will be nourishing us with tons and tons of joy and how she came to be so joyful. I can't wait to dive into our conversation. But first, I want to share, don't you think we should share how we met and
sure.
How special that was.
It really, really is. Yeah. Go ahead. And
okay. So about a year and a half ago, I don't know, maybe just a year ago, I feel like, you know, Godspeed, right? So over the last year, we've been in a relationship. We have never met in person.
It's hard to believe because it feels like I know you so well.
I know, but that's the power of the online platforms. Right. The golden thread that runs through the internet, right? So we met on a Zoom call, and Cindy and I were both summoned to do a online retreat for a company, and we met there. And afterwards, we were connected through LinkedIn. Right. I asked you to connect on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And I was like, I have to know more of this, Cindy. She brought such sunshine. You did. You brought such sunshine and energy to the meeting that morning. So I was so excited. Anyway, after that, the rest is history. We've been fast friends, and we share the same attitude in life and faith.
You have given me a lot of wisdom and joy.
Okay. So you share your end of the story, cause I love your input as well.
Well, I just think like we met and just, we have this instant connection. And I remember getting on that call and we were like writing down in like pink marker, like all of our words that were similar to each other. Do you remember that?
Yeah, exactly. And I searched frivolously this morning to find that paper. I'm going to dub it in if I find it.
Okay.
I'm going to dub it in.
We never had any trajectory of where the friendship or the business relationship or anything was going to go. It was just like, it just fell naturally into place that we just like were connecting with each other like weekly on the phone.
Yeah, right? Exactly. For encouragement and basically just friendship coaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Just support
each other up and support and give each other ideas. And it's just been a mutually beneficial relationship. Although I think I get way more joy from you.
Oh, stop. You're too much. You're giving so much joy to all of the people. And that's a good segue into the community that you've created. But first, the community came after you wrote your wonderful book, which I have right here, The More Joy.
One of my biggest fans. Thank you.
52 weeks of moving forward.
Yes.
Joyfully. That is the key word, moving forward.
Right.
Joyfully.
Yeah. Always taking action. You have to keep moving forward. Even baby steps are important.
Exactly. So bring the listeners to how you came to write this, because I want to say, you had mentioned, I'm writing a book. And that was last April. I thought, oh, that's wonderful. So am I. And then I thought to myself, oh, this is a wonderful idea, more joy. And then you expounded and you said, I said, well, when it's coming out? Oh, September. I mean, it blew my mind that you were coming out with this. I know it's been in the making for a while.
I was writing it in January or December.
But even so, January till September.
Yeah.
I mean, people just need to tap you for that accomplishment. So I want to make that side note is that Cindy came with her concept probably prior to January. I know that we talked about that. Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Exactly. But from January to September, there you birth the more joy.
And my life honestly has not been the same since. Really, it was a catalyst for everything. I wouldn't even be on your show probably, because I probably wouldn't have anything to say.
No, that's not true.
No, it's not true. But
bring us to that journey. Like you started this prior to January, obviously, of last year. Yeah.
So
bring us to that.
I'll just tell you what happened with the book, how that all came to be. So I was, was born a pretty happy-go-lucky child of the baby of three. And my sister, who's the middle child, has always told me that you were just different. You were born just happy. And she recognized that, she said, because she wasn't. So it was something like she always felt like envious of me because I always was cheerful. And so I was just had a good disposition. But a few years ago, I got into a deep, dark depression. Where I was not my cheerful disposition at all. And even though I have a master's degree in counseling and have counseled thousands of people and families, I wasn't able to, at the moment, get myself out of the funk. So I was in bed and I was crying and I was literally like, if I did get out of bed, or if you did talk to me on the phone, which would have been rare, but I would have had tears in my throat, in my eyes. I was really honestly non-functional for a very long time. It felt like a long time. It was several months. And one night I was woken up by God in the middle of the night, and he always talks to me, if he's going to talk to me, between like 3 and 5 a.m. And he woke me up and it was just honestly like a slap. Like I felt it. And he was like, you were not designed for this. Excuse me. He said, I did not design you for this. Get up and find joy. You are here for joy. And I didn't really take much of that at the time. It was in the middle of the night and I heard it and I felt it, but I was like, I don't know what to do with it really. So I just sat on it for a little bit. And then the next day it was still on my heart. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to find joy and what joy is. And like, just very little baby steps. Like I said, like one day I took a toe out of bed, and the next day a foot, and the next day a leg. And then I had 2 feet on the ground. Literally, it was a process. It was slow. But I kept pushing forward and taking little baby actionable steps towards looking for joy. And I did a lot of research. I listened to podcasts. I would pray. I would watch devotionals or listen, you know, read devotionals. I surrounded myself with other like-minded people in my community. At that point, it was not the community I created. Just I had a set of friends who were spiritual and were already circled around me. So I just counted and tried to listen in on that noise instead of the noise of the world. And I also was journaling. And so I was getting all my feelings out. And then little by little, like day by day, I started feeling better and I started having more joy. And the more joy I had, the more joy I had. And it kept going like exponentially. And I was giving out more joy. Like everywhere I was going, I was giving out more joy. And when I was giving out more joy was coming back. And I was like, wait a second, I think I'm onto something here, because I just got myself out of bed. And I started seeking joy and doing different behaviors. And I was like, if this helped me, then it's going to help other people. And that's how the book was birthed, because the journaling, as you know, because you've read my book, is part of the book. So you have, you know,
love it.
You have like a quote on one side of the book, and then it have a
prompt
called Ponder Me. And it says, you know, name five things that bring you joy today. Try this every day this week. So it gives you exercises to try. And it's just, that's how more joy came to be. And it's funny. I just found this in this book. Now, this is funny. I find joy in the little things, and sometimes I keep them. And I just found my book.
It's a heart.
You see that heart?
Yeah, it is a heart. Or I was thinking angel's wings.
Oh, that's true.
I you know how you have those psychological painting pictures. I forget what they're called. Yes. And so like, I see the angel wings there. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So I was walking to the mailbox and I found this leaf, and the more you look for joy, the more you find it. So this was like, oh my God, I found a leaf with a heart in it. Like, this brought me so much joy that I've kept it for, you know, probably a year now, honestly.
And I love it, because then whenever you see it, it just brought me
joy.
And it brings you to that moment. Now, this is what I opened up to today. I just opened this, and I think it fits exactly what you are talking about. This is the inspirational passage. And it says, it's not the circumstances that create joy. Correct. It's you. And so I want to add to what you just shared. You had said that you just started step by step, little by little. And I want to go back to, like, I'm a big science person, right? So like attracts like, okay. And, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Right.
So, you know, when you exhibit the joy, well, you're just like, we'll use that famous quote you gave me last year, magnet for miracle.
Oh, I think I wrote that in my post today, actually.
Yeah, you did. Because remember, you had told me it was almost a year ago that I was putting on summer solstice, and you had been praying for me, and I put on an event every year around the summer solstice. And you said, tonight you're going to be a magnet for miracles. And I remember, and we lit your candles.
Yes, I remember that.
The candles, the light. And so we'll have to touch on the light just lighting candles. But that was just a wonderful quote that you gave me. And I shared it with women.
When we embody that, we attract it. Like your science.
Yeah, exactly. And science, spirituality, whatever came first. But this is the thing. It's one of those, it's the energy that we put in ourselves and put out into the world.
I'm huge about energy.
We've heard it right a million times, where we put the antenna on our head. And what antenna are we going to have on our head this morning? Is it going to be the antenna of, and what's the intention? It goes so deep, right? So let's continue on from your More Joy book. So you launched the book, and then from the book, people got excited. There was this community building, and you launched the More Joy community. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So that's the reason actually that was launched was because there was so much in the news at the time. It was like February, that everywhere I looked, I was seeing a train wreck, an explosion, 3 million people lost their jobs. Like, it was so heavy on my heart, everything. And it was on LinkedIn, it was like on the right side. So it's like, you couldn't even check your LinkedIn without seeing the negative news. It's everywhere. So I was like, I just need a spot to go to find joy online. And so that's how I created the community. It was really originally just because I wanted to embody joy and have joyful things to look at. And then I dragged everyone along with me. And I realized, well, obviously other people are feeling the same. If I'm feeling it, other people are feeling it. And we have the most beautiful community. You know, you've been there. I couldn't be happier with the people that are drawn to it. Again, like attracts like, right? So the people all embody a spirit of love, of support, of happy vibration. And it's just a beautiful community. And I'm just so blessed, honestly.
And I want to thank you for inviting me. I thought it was a wonderful group of women and men. And I've been on there twice now and plan to be on there in the future and part of the community. Can you tell the listeners the type of people that you have or the format that you use?
Sure. So we meet on Monday nights at 8 o'clock. That is an educational, usually bring in a speaker and then from the speaker into discussion. And it's a very positive way to kick off your weekend. And we have all different types of speakers, from business type speakers to meditation and mindfulness, yoga, laughing yoga.
I love it.
We've had them all, just nutritionists, just different positive people that can breathe more life into you for the week. And then on Thursdays at 10:30 in the morning Eastern, we have a support group. And that's only been about a month now. And that came as we're evolving. And I see that people are struggling in the world. They need a place to have other people just surround them and they can just vent and talk. And that's not Monday nights. Monday nights is more of a positive party, as I call it. Mm-hmm. Thursdays are, anyway, we ended up, yesterday was a Thursday, and I never laughed so hard. Like, it always is what it's supposed to be. It's whoever shows up is supposed to be there. And the energy and what happens is different every week. And yesterday, literally everybody left with their sides hurting. And we were like, this is exactly what we needed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, and I want, you're reminding me of something that my 8-year-old daughter told me last night. She said, Mom, do you know how many times kids laugh a day? And I said, no. And she said, well, do you know how many times adults laugh every day? And I said, well, probably not as much as kids, right? And she watches this show called Brain Child, and it's all about the brain, and they give science facts, and it's for a show for kids, but also it's good for adults.
Yeah.
She told me on Brain Child, I learned that kids laugh, hundreds of times a day, right?
I love that.
Adults only laugh like 18 times a day, if that.
Yeah, if that, right?
So, I'm not quoting the exact facts from the show, but this is what she gathered from the show. And I thought, oh, you know, like basically she's telling me like, Mom, you got to have more fun than we have to laugh. We do laugh a lot, but probably not enough. You know, so the fact that you're bringing these people together and you're spreading laughter
beneficial. I did not have this yesterday, but this is like,
Didn't I see that on the original call? I think I saw that on the original call with you.
I just have props all the time. Okay, there we go. Let's talk about joy. So when you do silly things and connect back to your inner child, that's what brings more joy. Stop taking yourself so serious, people.
Exactly. And I think that should be broadcast out to, I mean, LinkedIn's a professional platform. There are other platforms that are obviously more fun. I shouldn't say that.
I don't know, but can you get me the name of those?
But the thing is that you're bringing this to at least that one platform. You're bringing it to the world, right? Yeah. But I'm saying, like, there are so many people that look forward to Cindy Cohn's post every day.
Yes, it's funny.
And the fact that you were named one of their top voices for community engagement, right?
A while ago.
But with that, is you're bringing that just to that one single platform, just that one single platform you're bringing in, and on the others that you're building on, and then your own community, you're doing so much for those people. Cause I know that the engagement level is just so high. Whenever you're posting, there's like hundreds of people immediately jumping on, like, we're so happy and we're excited and we're seeing.
That is kind of interesting, isn't it? People,
you know, but when you're not there, they notice. You know, yeah. Or at least, I mean,
people
I'm not on there as
much. More joy, that's why.
Exactly.
It's so, not like, it's a real thing. People need it.
It is a real thing. So, okay. So what can you tell me? Is there any future developments, or what is your goal for More Joy, or where are you going with it? I think you said you're writing another book.
Yes, I do.
Is that hush hush?
I'll be honest, it's slow going this time. In fact, that book has been in fruition for 7 or 8 years in my side drawer. I have like 10 chapters written and outlined and whatever, but you know, you and I have talked about this. When it's time, it'll come, right?
Exactly.
And you don't have to put a date on something. You don't have to rush something. It'll come right at the exact time it's supposed to hit. Right. And so that's kind of how I'm doing it. Like, I'm not stressing about it when it's supposed to be here. It will develop and come.
That's good. That's good advice. And there's so much work to be done around More Joy too. There's so much.
There really like, is.
You're I just really playing the
love the community, and I'm expanding on that. So I want to make the community more holistic. So I want to address the mental, physical, you know, the whole occupational, everything that goes into us that creates energy and more joy. So I'm going to start bringing in like exercise virtually to the community, maybe even some cooking demonstrations for getting like healthy cooking, all the things that fuel us to have more joy. It's not one thing, it's many things.
Well, right, because we are multidimensional, which sometimes we forget that we are. And the fact that you're bringing all that in is so good. We're on the same page with all of that. But can you give, let's get a little deep here with, we know the surface ways to cultivate joy, and maybe you can give people just actionable ways they can cultivate joy. But I want you to go after those ways into the deeper side of how to get yourself into a more joyful state, because we can say like, oh, you know, fake it till you make it, put a smile on your face.
I so don't believe in that, by the way.
I know it is a band-aid. Well, no, but actually I think that there is science to the fact that you can smile. And just the fact of smiling changes your brain chemistry.
Yeah,
it does. So I am, you know, with the camp that says that you can, if you fake it a little bit and you can get you on your way.
Yeah, it can.
But give us some ways that you were able to take those baby steps, or the most powerful ways that people can cultivate more joy.
Okay. So first, let me give you more of the top level things that you can just do today. And then I'm going to go into the deeper level. So top level things. The first thing I did to get out of my funk was actually get off all social media. I did that because comparison is the thief of joy. And I was comparing my pity party life to all the beautiful pictures and the vacations and the perfect husbands out there. And looking at my life, like, what's wrong with me? Why don't I have that? And it was getting me more depressed. So first thing I did is got off all social media. So if you can't do that, at least detox like one day a week. You'll see a huge difference in your attitude and your life when you don't spend as much time on it. And also I want to bring up that I wrote my entire book by being off of it, which goes to show the amount of time you actually have if you're not on social media. So there's a tip for you potential writers out there. There is time. It's a matter of how you use it.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I love that.
Yeah. And so, well, you're scrolling, right? And you're looking at other people's lives, most of them fake, most of them highlight reel. And what are you really gaining for yourself? Whereas when you're not on, you're doing something good for yourself, like writing a book or volunteering or whatever you're doing, you're giving out, which brings to the next point, giving, giving, mm-hmm. giving, giving, serving, serving, serving. The more you give, the more will come back to you and the more joy you will have. I promise you, I'm a living, walking being of that. So it is a fact, just keep giving and the world will give you back more joy. So that's another tip.
I love that.
Goes along with my pay it forward phenomenon. I've been
the
doing
PIF. Your PIF Fridays. Is it PIF Fridays?
Yeah, I do PIF Fridays to remind people because
I love it.
Surprised though, how many people don't think to actually pay it forward? Like it doesn't even enter their brain. Yeah.
I know that. I do. And with people who are very close to me, I'm like, okay, it's, is it going to really break you to like, you know, be kind or yeah. Like, you know, give the mailman a tip at the end of the year, you know?
I mean, the joy that you can give someone is just, and they don't even have to cost money. Smiling right. gives joy. Ask, checking on someone, how are you today? And listen for their feedback. Don't just be thinking about what you're going to say or your grocery list from Target. Like actually pay attention and listen, right? Take in someone's garbage can. That's free, right?
Yeah.
Let someone in line in front of you at the grocery store. Let three people in line. I challenge you. You can wait the extra 10 minutes. It will not kill you. I promise. So
I love that.
Little things that I do that bring more joy to people and to show people that there are good people in the world and hopefully cause a ripple effect that they'll eventually do it because they're so surprised. They're always like, really? I'm like, yes, please.
Well, it's good karma. And, you know, even if you don't believe in karma, it's, you know, the whole cliche, what comes around goes around, you know?
Yes. So. Yes. Those are my hot, quick tips that you can do today. Now my
I love it. Tips. Yeah. Deep. Let's go deep.
Let's go deep. Deep. Deep.
I was going to quote the song, the heavy metal song, you know, comes around, goes around, but that would age us.
Oh, that is a good song. Round and round.
Comes around, goes around. Yeah, I know. We're definitely aging ourselves, but that's okay. Okay.
Wait, they haven't made good music since the 80s though.
I do agree. Yeah. And I do know that the thing that drew me into our call that we shared last year was, you had brought in Pump Up the Jam, right? Pump. Yeah. And some other great oldies.
Yes,
but anyway, that's what brings more joy to people.
Well, do you remember the old song, Joy and Pain? I forget.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Joy
and pain.
Sunshine. And rain. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to get, this is good though.
These are, we've got to get together and dance and sing.
In real life.
That also brings more joy. Look at the joy that we're getting right now. Right.
Yeah. Just and people want to hear that. They don't want to. They do. They want to hear that. The memories, the reminiscing. They want to hear the throwbacks. They do. They just want to, so you know, remember when, you know, people should sit down and think about that daily. Like, ah, remember then, because they remember those joyful moments and it brings that joy back into the present. So, okay. Now,
which brings up to get more joy, to slow down, to speed up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to slow down. We never probably think about those moments you're talking about because we're so busy doing other things and being involved that we don't slow down enough. But when you do, there's so much joy there.
I agree. Let's go deep now. Let's get back to that. Let's go deep. Let's go to that.
Okay.
I want to hear.
This is the gut level joy right here. There's tons of things you could do on the surface that are going to, it's going to bring you more joy. It's going to change your endorphins in your head, things like that. Going on a walk, nature, that's beautiful. However, if you really want to have deep inner joy and contentment and peace, there are two things that you need to do. And they're hard for some people. Even for me, they were hard. But what happened was what led to my change in circumstances was I heard a speaker. I was at a speaker that I wasn't even supposed to be there. You know how God is. He gets you to where you're supposed to go without you knowing. And even though I had heard these two concepts before, the way in which they were presented were different and my heart was in a different place. And but the two concepts that will absolutely change your life, and get ready because they're not easy for everyone. So the first one is forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness of yourself, mm-hmm. and forgive other people. Mm-hmm. Now, believe me, people hurt you. I've grown up with a traumatic childhood. Most people have. People have hurt us. Your spouse can hurt you. You could be hurt by a family member. You could be hurt by a coworker. People hurt you. But there is joy in forgiveness. And that is the peace from within that you can only get from God and forgiveness. And you're really only hurting yourself to hold on to the hurt and the anger. It can cause disease. It makes you unproductive. It's really not good for you mentally or physically. And then also, I mean, Jesus died for us and he forgived us. I mean, are we better than that? Like, we have to do, right? I mean, if he did that for us, certainly we can forgive whatever needs to be forgiven. It's a choice. It's a choice that you have to make.
It is. And it's a daily choice, because there are so many of those, the automatic negative thoughts, the ants in our brain. And those automatic negative thoughts come up and we have to remember to, you know, continually remind ourselves of the forgiveness and letting go of the resentment towards ourselves or towards anybody else.
Exactly.
And I know you're going to your next tip on this deeper level, but I want to add to the fact that you had said, you know, don't hold on to anything and forgive yourself. And it's like a car wash. I was told it's like a car wash for your soul. That when you forgive, you're just washing. It's nothing special, but I just remembered, like, it is. It's like you're kind of washing through. What's that?
I actually have some soap washing.
Oh, you have soap on you. That's awesome. She's got soap. She's got everything in that little workshop. Right? That's her little your joy lab. That's a good one. Maybe you should have a special, you know, container or a joy lab.
I love that.
There you go. That's your next retreat. The joy lab. All right. So that whole thing about washing away, you know, we're lightening our energy. We're not with that heaviness on us.
Yes.
The forgiveness. What were you going to go into beyond the forgiveness? Cause I know that's big in itself, but you had some more to share.
The next one is unconditional love for yourself and for other people. Again, it just goes back to, we were meant to love. The foundation of life and us is love. And we're here to love. And even people that hurt us, we should love all. We should love thy neighbor and thy parents. And again, I know that there's hurtful things that have happened in your life. They've happened in mine as well. But I still choose love. I still do. And that's where more joy comes from, that foundation of love and forgiveness and God. And he's given us the spirit to have more joy in our lives. He wants us to be joyful. So,
yeah. And that is the truth. When people are just so down and out and they are angry, actually, maybe even angry at watching us have fun and you know how that can happen. Like people just be like, well, who are they and why are they so happy? No, it didn't happen.
No, like, it's true. It's true.
Even if they've gotten as far in the video or the audio, right? They might be like, who the heck are these people thinking they're just
so true though.
Yeah. Okay. So when they're in that place, because you have masters in counseling and you have all this education in joy and helping people, what can you tell those people? Like, an actionable tip.
Refer to Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. And, you know, what this reminds me of is, and this is in my book as well. So my grandmother, my Nana, she lived to be 100 years old, and she was the most impactful person in my life. And she used to call me her medicine. And she said that's why she was living so long, is because I was her medicine. I believe that seriously.
I do. I love that, that you were. And that's such a special
My gosh. Yeah. And I couldn't even be mad at God at 100. Like, I was like, God, thank you. Like, thank you. Like, I got 100 years with her. I cannot even be mad at you right now. Like,
we talked about planting seeds last week in your community. Let's plant that seed that we are going to live to be 100.
I want to live to 100.
God, I want 4 more years. Yeah. So not just 100, but 104. Yes. Okay, Cindy. Well,
my next book comes out.
No, that's when my first one will come out. It's taking me so long. It's so true. I mean, you know, that is so true. People are medicine for each other. They really are. The energy that we share, and we can, the support. Yes. And the power of the words. Yes. I don't know if we mentioned this when we had our discussion with your group, but that seeds, words are like seeds. They can lay down, you know, they can have the power to uplift, or they can have the power to wilt somebody. So you plant your seeds with positive energy, your words with positive energy, because I should say this, they not wilt somebody, but when you plant a negative word on somebody, that can live in them. And I'm sure
we have a really great point. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got
it. Yeah, no, you should. You interrupt because I want
schooling these children. We did an experiment that I found online. Where you put 2 different plants, I think it was, in 2 different rooms, talk positive to one and talk negative to the other, and the positive one grows and the other one doesn't.
And that has been reproduced. I love that experiment. There's another experiment where you have some rice in jars, and you go and you talk to the rice, and then you don't talk to the rice, and then you leave one, ignore one. And then I actually have photographs of that from when I was homeschooling my kids. I do. I have the ones that was
powerful. Hey,
anyway, that we're going down rabbit holes here, but this is really good. Well, it's good.
That's who we are.
It's true. Happy little bunnies just bouncing. Okay. So I want to have you give me some final thoughts on where people, all of this will be in the show notes as well, as far as where to go to find Cindy. But if you want to give some thoughts on the final thoughts on the More Joy community and tell people where they can find you, where they can find your book, I would love for you to do that.
Okay. So I think the easiest spot is to go to my website, which is www.cindycohn.com, CindyCohn.com, because then you can click on join the community from there. You can click on buy the book from there, which just takes you to Amazon. So you could also just go to Amazon. But that's probably the best place. And then if you really want daily interaction with me, you need to come to LinkedIn. Yeah, follow me there. That's my home away from home. Every day I try to post something joyful or positive to keep people going. However, if you really want even more, the community is the place to be, honestly, because that's where you get a lot more interaction with me and other people that are going to propel you to a new level of joy in your life.
Okay. And then do you want to also mention your coaching?
Oh, yes. So I do coaching as well. Again, if you're a member of the community, it is less expensive. So I still think it's a great idea to join the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they get to see you weekly as well.
Yes.
And then
the community support, you know, which I can't say enough about how important in general, whether it's my community, yours, anyone's, being in a community that supports you and really lets you be your authentic self is priceless.
Yeah, it really is, especially in today's day and age. I want to wind down here by you giving us a tip on how you manage your social media right now, like how you manage the time on LinkedIn, because you are such a big voice there and you have a community that are following you there. How do you manage just the interaction with social media there? Because I know that's big. People wonder, well, how are you, you know, how are you able to be present there and still maintain a good balance, a healthy balance?
That's what I do. You just nailed it. I have learned, it did not start out this way, how to balance. And I want to be present in my real life because that gives me more joy too, to be present with the moment and the people I'm in front of. But I also want to give out to the community and people on LinkedIn. So I just literally have a time set in the morning and a time set in the evening. But during the day, I'm busy with podcasts and reading and coaching and, you know, things like that, being in the community.
Okay. I love that. And if they want to find you, you're just on the LinkedIn, Cindy Cohn, they can just search your name and find
Queen
you.
Of Joy.
Yeah, Queen of Joy. Yes.
I didn't come up with that, by the way. People just started writing that. They kept, when I was on LinkedIn, they kept just hashtagging Queen of Joy. And I'm like, okay, I'm the Queen of Joy.
And you certainly are. You do need to wear a crown, or we should have a crowning ceremony.
You have your crown? That there's no crown here for me?
I know what to send you, and then you'll have to plan. and your signature sunshine emoji. I love it.
Do I have one more second?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a friend I hadn't spoken to or seen in probably over 10 years, she sent me this cup in the mail, and it's, when I got it though, it was broken. It came shattered. So there's a crack. And I was like, at first I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad because I love this cup and now it's broken. And that lasted like 1 second. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, wow, how symbolic. This is the truth. We can still have a cup of joy or more joy, having broken pieces within us, having things go not perfect in our life. And I was like, this is the best symbolism I could ever ask for.
And it is. And right? That you, I love that. That is, in a nutshell, what people should take away today. Yeah. Don't you feel like that? No matter what, nothing is perfect. We're always,
We're evolving.
We're evolving. And the joy is in the journey and the progress. Right. And the process, remember, enjoy.
Oh, I don't forget that. Process. I've been really into that lately. Focusing on the process.
Yeah, it's the process. Mm-hmm. So I love that. That was awesome. And so I want to wind down and I want to ask you before we leave, how are you going to nourish yourself today?
Today. Well, I've already nourished myself this morning with devotionals and my dogs, and I spent time praying. So I did that this morning already. So I feel pretty nourished right now.
Well, that's awesome. That's a good way to start the morning.
Yes. So I feel good about it.
Okay. So for the plan for the weekend, will you do anything special?
Yes, I'm having company, so I'll actually be nourishing other people.
Okay, that's perfect. So you'll be using your joy energy to nourish others, which is much needed.
Perfect. Yes.
So let's do this, Cindy.
I'll nourish myself again on Monday, because after I give out, I have to replenish myself. My cup gets empty too.
And that's an important last tip to give, is that you have to refill.
Absolutely. And I refuel with people like you.
Oh, you are so kind.
But it's Thank true. You. You're probably my number one refuel. You didn't even know it.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. You just nourished me. You did. With those kind words. I love it. I love it. Let's do this. I love to wind down. And I've been making this a signature wind down. So let's do a joy meditation together, and we'll bring everybody into a calm state on their way out of this podcast, if you're listening and driving, please keep your eyes open. But if you're not, close your eyes and take a deep breath. And just let go of anything that no longer serves you, any ants, the automatic negative thoughts that you might have coming into your mind. And with your next inhalation, you can breathe in joy and exhale out again anything that you want to let go of. And you can also visualize the sun. And your next inhalation, just envisioning the bright yellow sun and the warmth that it provides on your skin, but in your heart as well. And then we can take another deep breath in and just put our hands on our heart and remember the joy within our heart and how we can bring that to others today. And then you can open your eyes and have a joyful day.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me, Joanne. It was so much fun.
Thank you, Cindy.